Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Bob Brainerd.
All right, 7-3. Brewers on the winning side tonight in Pittsburgh. They snapped the two-game losing skid, and it all started in the fourth inning. Mark Canha grounded in a double play, but it brought in the first run of the game. That gave the Brewers a 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. But it's the fifth inning we've been talking about all night long. Milwaukee plated six runs in the fifth inning, chased the Pittsburgh starting pitcher. It all started with, we talked about him earlier, Andrew Monasterio.
2-2. This is hit pretty well out to left center field. Palacios going back onto the warning track at the wall. It's off the top of the wall in the notch in left center. Frelick is rounding third. He's going to score. Monasterio on his way to third, and he's in there standing up with an RBI triple. Andrew Monasterio continues to swing a hot stick for the Brewers, and he gets the job done. He drives it his 19th of the year. It's 2-0 Milwaukee.
Yeah, stay hot, young man. Brewers weren't done yet. That was just the first of six runs. Enter Bryce Tarang. His turn.
Jackson's pitch is tapped out in front of home plate. Monasterio breaking for home. Nobody will field it. And Bryce Tarang with an RBI infield single. 3-0 Brewers.
Christian Yelich. His turn follows to make it 4-0.
Jackson brings home the first pitch, and Yelich hits one in the air, deep left field. Palacios going back onto the warning track to make the catch. Tagging from third and headed home is Tarang. It is 4-0 Brewers.
Brewers making good contact. Still not done yet. Former Pittsburgh Pirate Carlos Santana gets involved.
He drives one out to deep center field. Sawinski back onto the warning track. Couple of steps in front of the wall. Oh, he dropped it. It sailed a little bit more on him and hits off the wall, stays in play, and another run is going to score as Tyrone Taylor will score from second, and into third goes Contreras, and standing at second with a double is Carlos Santana.
So that's one trade piece the Brewers made, helping the cause there. The other one, Mark Canha, makes it a 7-0 Brewers lead in the fifth.
The 2-2. And this is lined into left for a base hit. Contreras will trot home. Santana's going to be held at third. It was bobbled for a moment in left by Palacios. And now racing home is Santana. Canha's going to be caught between first and second and tagged out by Connor Joe. But two more runs come home on the play. And the Brewers continuing to capitalize. They lead it now 7-0 over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Canha out on the play, but the damage was done. Six run, fifth inning. Brewers led it 7-0. More than enough for Brandon Woodruff, who went seven innings, gave up just two hits, struck out six, walked only two. Looked like Milwaukee would get a shutout, but Connor Joe hit a three-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth inning to make it 7-3. Got a little interesting, a little dicey, but Craig Counsell went to the bullpen one more time to close it out.
First pitch brought home, and it's a ground ball to short. Big hop for Adames, flips it to second where Tarang is covering, and this ball game is over. The Brewers take game two of this series by a final score of 7-3, and the Brewers win their 2,000th game as a member of the National League in the process.
Ooh, didn't know that. 2,000 wins. Good job, Milwaukee Brewers. They go for win number 2,001 in the NL circuit tomorrow morning. Rubber match of the matchup. Three-game matchup with the Pittsburgh Pirates. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, we'll get you set for tomorrow's matchup between the Brewers and the Buccos, and much more to discuss because the Cubs and Giants are still going at it at Wrigley Field.